With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
On today's show, we'll tell you why Dak Prescott could wind up in Texas jail.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
You know, people out there, they've been coming up to us, badgering us, you know, asking why there have been no shows. You see, people, as you well know,
vacation.
we were on a 6-week vacation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're as established in this business as we are, you can do that.
Yeah.
Unlike, you know, these lemons like Stephen A., Coward, Nick Wright.
They can't take any time off.
They got to keep busting their ass to stay topical.
Yeah, it's pathetic. Yeah.
Besides, what did we miss, Tony?
Nothing.
Jack squat. You know, if you've been out there, you know, waiting to hear our take on sports news, well, then sorry that you wasted your life.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah. Anyway, the wait's over, so congratulations. Anyway, we got a huge show today, as usual.
Here we go.
James Harden totally stepping on it. Michael Oher. Adoption controversy. And unfortunately, we have a guest returning to the show whose last appearance was so embarrassing and so terrible that, you know, we're surprised he's even showing his face on here again.
Well,
or anywhere.
He hasn't shown it yet, so we'll see. The jury's still
point.
Over
we'll
there.
We'll see if he shows up. Anyway, he's a 3-time Super Bowl champion. Although as an offensive lineman, you know,
doesn't
not that
count.
Impressive.
Nope.
Asterisk. Anyway, Mark Schlereth.
Yeah.
But you know what is impressive? Doing home maintenance without any help. And that's why it's time for a message from our good friends at Home Depot. Is your house in total disarray due to poor construction or your own laziness? Go to Home Depot for all your fixer-upper needs. Right, Tony?
Yeah. In fact, the other day I ran into my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nuncio, and asked where he was going. He said he was going to my aunt's house to deliver some wood. And I said, oh, did you get that wood at Home Depot? And then he said, no, I woke up with it. And, you know what? Let's just move along.
Yeah, we'll talk about that story after the show, Tony. Anyway, go to HomeDepot.com, enter the promo code FUSCO, and get 0.02% off your first order of $10,000 or more. Offer not valid in 49 states. Check your local listings.
Oh, all right. Well, another check in the mail.
Yeah, there we go. Now that we got that business out of the way, your wait is over, people. Here we go. It's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
Yet another huge humiliation for Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. In a recent interview, Texas Governor Greg Abbott threw down the hammer on Dak and said he still needs to, quote, show he can win a big game.
Yep,
and
he
Tony,
does.
When you break it down, this is the worst thing that can happen to a player. I mean, you know, it's bad enough to get called out by the head coach of your team, but this is the head coach of your state. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. You know, if there's one person I look to when deciding how a football team's doing, it's the governor. Yep. Governors are leaders, and they can spot non-leaders better than anyone. Yep. Don't be surprised if there's government intervention here at some point, and Governor Abbott passes an executive order that removes Dak Prescott from his position as starting quarterback and, you know, possibly imprisons him.
Just incredible legal analysis there, Tony. And now to another story out of the NFL. Anthony Richardson, rookie out of Florida, has just been named the week one starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And this is many people out there saying that at 21 years of age, he is too young to start for an NFL team. And these people are absolutely correct.
100%.
You know, Tony, this is the absolutely wrong approach for a young quarterback, isn't it?
You know, it's borderline inhumane. We all know you can't put a rookie in that situation. See, it was so much better back in the old days when teams used to wait 6 or 7 years before starting a rookie quarterback. Yep. And by then, the rookie became a veteran. And what you need is veteran experience.
Great point, Tony. And you know, you look at a quarterback like John Elway. You know, he was
a terrific quarterback
in his 18th or 19th season, but absolute garbage before that.
He sucked.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you got to think that it would have been a better approach to bench him for the first, you know, 12 or 13 years there.
Yep, absolutely.
And then bring him in when he's got that, as you said, veteran experience.
Yep. The Broncos would have been better off sticking with Steve DeBerg.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And now to a big story out of the NBA. Huge drama out of Philly. In a video making the rounds on social media,
this guy,
James Harden, called Sixers president, quote, a liar, and said he'll, quote, never be part of an organization that Daryl Morey is a part of. And Tony, when you break this quote down, this is extremely short-sighted by James Harden, isn't it?
Extremely short-sighted. You know, James Harden says he'll never be a part of any organization that Daryl Morey is a part of. Okay, but isn't the NBA an organization?
Yep.
And what if Daryl Morey joins a charity like Jerry's Kids or something? What, you're not going to give to the kids? And what about AAA? What happens if James Harden's battery's dead and he's on the side of the highway? Who's going to help him then?
Great point.
You know, I mean, anyways, I'm going to be watching James Harden very carefully to see if he's a man of his word.
So absolutely well said there, Tony.
Thank you.
Moving to a stunning story out of Hollywood. Football player Michael Oher, whose life story became the basis for the terrific and totally compelling Oscar-winning movie The Blind Side, is now claiming he was never adopted by the Tuohy family. Anyway, frankly, I'm confused over the uproar over this. You know, so what if he wasn't adopted? It made for a better story. You
exactly.
know, this is Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're changing stories all the time.
That's what they
liberties.
Do.
That's what you do. You know, what happened in reality, well, that only ruins the story. You know,
exactly.
If there's anyone who deserves to be shamed here, it's Michael Oher.
100%.
For trying to ruin such a terrific, heartfelt, and totally compelling and realistic movie. Right, Tony?
You know, we can settle this right here and now. Michael Oher says he's not adopted. But the Tuohy say it's a conversation ship. didn't the movie teach us that we've got to get past our differences?
Yep.
Just as the movie said, we need to see past differences like adopted versus conservationship. What's most important is family, whether the legal documents say you're related and whether you're owed enormous sums of money or not.
So beautifully said, Tony. And,
Thank you.
Just quick back to what we said up top. You know, people out there, they've been bitching and moaning because we took a 6-week vacation.
Yeah. Give it a rest already. We took a rest. You'll give it a rest.
Exactly. You know, you're just jealous. You're jealous because you want to take a 6-week vacation.
That's all it is.
We didn't miss jack squat.
Yeah,
about
nothing
what's going
was going on.
Nothing was going on. And to prove it, we're just going to go over some of the headlines from even the past couple days.
Yep.
You know, nothing's going on here. So just to prove it, these are actual headlines from the front page of ESPN.com. And to prove our point here, I'm going to read them to Tony, and I'm going to see if he actually cares about these headlines or not. It's a segment we call Do You Give a F***?
Do you give a F***?
Okay, first headline, Tony. NBA spotlights Wemby in group play for tourney. Do you give a f***?
I'm going to tourney to another article. No.
Okay. Raise McClanahan to have Tommy John surgery. Do you give a f***?
The ESPN homepage should have surgery to remove this article. No.
Okay. Seize Porzingis to skip World Cup due to foot issue.
I'm going to skip this article due to boring issue. No.
Okay. Red Wings acquire oft-traded defenseman Petri.
I am petrified of reading this article. No.
Hold on, Tony. I see our guest coming on the line, and we're up against it time-wise.
All right, let's let him in.
Yeah, we don't want to waste that time with more of these useless headlines. Anyway, let's just bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
This guy, he's a 3-time Super Bowl champion, but as we said, as an offensive lineman. So, you know, it doesn't really count.
No, it doesn't count.
Not a skill position.
Nope.
But anyway, look, he's kind of become a big deal in sports media. You know, not as big as us, but, you know, he's trying. He's trying.
Yep.
You know, he's got the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He also calls games for Fox, you know, does a bunch of other shows. Anyway, enough promo. Let's just bring him on here. Mark Schlereth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. It's always good to be with you guys. You guys are one of my favorite podcasts, as far as you know. So it's always great to be on.
Okay, well, we'll see how you feel after this. All right, anyway, last time you came on the show, as everyone out there remembers, you know, it was close to the middle of the season last year. The Eagles were a blistering 7-0. Everyone thought this team was on their way to the Super Bowl, except you.
Yeah,
you came on the show, and they couldn't put four quarters together, and that you wanted to see improvement on a 7-0 team. Then they went all the way to the Super Bowl, which, of course, was rigged. So they lost that. But, you know, and that's still being
debated.
Another story. Anyway, that was such an embarrassment for you. So that leads to this question. Why haven't you retired from sports analysis?
Yeah. What are you even doing here?
Well, it turns out that that Super Bowl, you know, that whole four quarters together thing turned out to be real.
Are you kidding me? The slippery grass, that was real. That was the only thing that was real. The slippery grass.
The grass was slippery.
How come the Chiefs weren't slipping on the grass? They have magic shoes on? Or did they have magic shoes?
Well, that's why it was so suspicious. There was clearly some conspiracy going on between the Chiefs, the grounds crew, whatnot.
Yeah.
We went into it in a previous episode. We don't need to get into it here.
Yeah.
All right.
You just admit you were wrong. He's having trouble admitting that he's wrong. Is that what's going on here?
I would like to say that I was completely right about the Eagles.
They are already off with a bad year.
It came back to bottom in the back end. And the tuchus, as they call it.
We're going to you out, the tuchus of this show, if you keep giving takes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, look, let's just move on here. Talk about another embarrassment. You see this, Mark? Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott just got the ultimate humiliation, okay?
Oh,
you
know, so
you think
embarrassing.
It's bad to get called out by a head coach. He got called out by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who said he still needs to prove that he can win a big game. Let me ask you, Mark, if Dak continues to lose, do you think the governor here should look into passing some legislation that removes Dak as quarterback of the Cowboys?
How about removing the Cowboys and making them like play in a lower league or something?
Exactly.
Okay. This is good analysis.
Yeah, this is good. Now you're getting it. Keep going.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There are very few things that I hate more than the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys with the white hot intensity of a thousand suns. So, I think the governor is spot on right there. Let's remove. Hey, while we're at it, let's remove Jerry. Let's remove a couple other people as well.
Yep. Get them out.
This is terrific.
This is the best analysis we've ever heard from you.
You should go into politics. This is political analysis.
You'd get my vote today.
Right. Thank you. It's kind of like what happened in Washington, right? Scrub that organization from that turd and put somebody else in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you, because you did play in Washington.
Yeah,
were you
started
ever worried?
There.
Were you ever worried, you know, with all the politicians there when you had a game that, you know, Bill Clinton was going to call you out and tell you to get off the fucking team?
No, because, you know, we were busy, you know, winning Super Bowls and things of that nature. So, we had enough of a cushion because of success.
Well, like, you mean the other people on your team? Cause you know, you were the offensive lineman.
Yeah. So
the
skill position guys.
Yeah.
Mark Rippon. Him.
Yeah. Cause our skill position players didn't get to the Super Bowl and lose. They got to the Super Bowl and they won.
This guy.
Are you kidding? Kind of what happened to us.
You know, the only thing we lost is our balance on that slippery turf.
Yeah, wet grass.
Enough out of you. All right, so look. All right. Let's talk about another headline here. Anthony Richardson, rookie out of Florida, right? He's starting for the Colts. Now, some people say he's too young at the age of 21 to be starting for an NFL team. And we couldn't agree more. And, you know, if you want to see why, look no further than your ex-Broncos teammate, John Elway. Talk about losing Super Bowls. I mean, this guy sucked until year 17.
Yep.
Don't you think it would have been better looking back if Elway had been benched for, you know, maybe the first 12 or 13 years of his career? You know?
Yeah, let him develop more.
Yeah. I mean, that's a strategy for sure. That's a decent strategy. And he wasn't great as, you know, as a young player. It took him about a year and a half to get really good.
Kind of 14, like, maybe.
Well, kind of like seven.
Yeah.
Your guy Hurts, who, I mean, year over year, and I have to say, man, year over year, that dude, he played great last year.
That was fun to watch.
Yep. Nobody could stop him except the refs, but okay, good.
Yeah. So I like that. So, you know, sometimes you just got to play a little bit to kind of figure it out. And then once you get, you know, a great offensive line around you, then you can win Super Bowls instead of, you know, going and getting beat.
Can I just say the only thing bigger than you, Mark, is your ego?
Yeah.
That's the only thing bigger.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Jalen Hurts is the exception. John Elway didn't win a championship till he was like 38. Jalen Hurts already won a national championship when he was like 20, 21. Yeah. So there's a difference there.
Yeah, when Tua came in for him, right? That's when he won the
national. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to take you to a river and drown you there. All right, listen. But hold on. Back to something here. You know, when you were with the Broncos in 95, as you may remember, the team went 8-8.
Yeah.
Couldn't you tell that John Elway just wasn't ready? He needed, you know, maybe six more years of experience?
No, that wasn't the case. John was okay. Yeah, John was just fine. We were going to be okay. You can always tell. And I think it's, you know, to be fair to you guys, I think you probably really noticed, you know, year over year, Nick Sirianni's first year over second year, how much just overall improvement from a coaching standpoint and from a, you know, and from a playing standpoint. We talked about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's not analysis. That's fact. Everyone knows that.
Yeah,
what are you trying to say?
Yeah. that year over year. But it was big. I think Nick Sirianni was big. Like, you want to talk about ego. Like, you make fun of my ego. How about walking away from play calling and letting your offensive coordinator actually call the plays so that you could focus more on the coaching? Like, I got to give him a lot of props for what he did over the course of his first two seasons.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
That's how you win.
That's how you win. Yeah. You delegate. You get other people to help you, just like you got other people to help you win Super Bowls. That's what you did, which was very smart.
Great tie in there, Paulie.
Very good.
Right.
Anyway, look, we just want to catch up on something because, as you know, we took a 6-week vacation. We're just coming back because, you know, when you're established in this business like we are, you can do that. Unfortunately, you can't. Mm-hmm. Still working your way up. But now, correct me if I got this wrong. We saw you made some headlines. Right. You were talking about Russell Wilson, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you called him something like an overrated, has been talentless fuck who can't throw a football, something like that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Something very similar to that.
Yeah. Again, I'm just paraphrasing.
Okay. So, what was the question?
That wasn't a question. We just wanted to hear if you still believe that.
That he sucks. Yeah.
Well, last year he was awful. But I will say this. I think there were a lot of things that went on last year in Denver that led to him being horrible. And part of that is understanding what you are, what you're not. A lot of that goes on Russell. A lot of that goes on the coaching staff. I think Russell will have a bounce back year this year. But I think we all
That's not what we heard.
Nope.
You didn't?
Have inside info that you clearly
Sean
don't
Payton.
Have. You know why the Broncos brought in Sean Payton, don't you? Because he likes to put bounties on quarterbacks.
That's what he did.
So what we heard he's going to do is he's going to put a bounty on his own quarterback.
Pow.
That's right. He's going to tell one of the offensive linemen, do an Ole, let Russell Wilson get injured, knock him out of the league, get out of that shitty contract. Don't you think that's a smart strategy? Didn't you hear that one?
I have not heard that one, but I will say this. I've been at camp a couple of times and I'm watching the way they're playing up front, and you might be onto something because they haven't been very good up front. You think maybe there's a conspiracy there?
Wait, hold on, let me ask you this. How much do you think the bounty is on Russell Wilson right now to have him injured?
I don't think he has a bounty. No, I'm not willing to go. I don't believe. There's a bounty there.
You know what?
You're telling us our sources aren't as good as yours because you're
guess
a Bronco, quote unquote. Well,
guess what?
We're going to put a bounty
the
on
bounty
you.
The bounty on
Mark
you is
my
free.
Words.
Guess
you're never
what?
Coming on the show again. You're
we'll
off
see
the show.
You're off
Get
the show.
Yeah. Stinking truth.
Stinking terrible.
Stinking. You're
off
here.
The show.
You're still jealous of the Eagles and whoever helped you win a Super Bowl.
Cusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
I still don't know how that guy calls himself an NFL analyst. Total moron.
Yeah, he totally missed the mark in that interview.
Great one, Tony. Anyway,
thank
great
you.
Way to bring it all around. Because other than that, it was a terrific show.
Yeah,
and of
it
course,
was great.
We want to thank our good friends at Home Depot.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Missing the mark. The person I didn't miss while we were on vacation, our producer Jay.
Producer Jay, what do you want?
Corrections.
What? Hurry up.
You said the family from the Blind Side is the Tuohy family?
Yeah, bro. Look it up.
Yeah, that's their names, bro.
Yeah.
No, it's Tuohy, not Tuohy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait, Tuohy, throw you off a bridge.
Yeah. Your blind side is where I'm going to throw my hatchet. Yeah.
Good one, Donnie.
He's done. That's it. Let's go.
No
more.
No. You said John Elway should have been benched for the first 12 years of his career.
Yeah, he sucked.
It took him forever to win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He was the MVP of the entire league in his fourth season. So benching him probably would have been a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what's also a bad idea? Every time you speak.
Yeah, you know what was an even worse idea? Your parents' first date. Yeah, you're
great
done.
Great one, Tony.
Let's get out of here. Nope. We're finished.
Nope. What?
What? Hurry up.
West. You said you don't care that Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Shane McClanahan is on the disabled list and likely out for the season.
No, don't care at all.
Yeah, nobody cares, bro.
Yeah.
You do realize the Rays are close to being at the top of the AL East.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to be at the bottom of the East. River.
Yeah. We're going to put you on the disabled list for eternity. Yeah. Oh. You're done.
Great one, Doty.
Look at him, bully.
Just another
shit.
Great way to welcome us back from our vacation.
Yep, perfect.
Just got an email. Book next week on the show, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles.
Wow,
can't
what a welcome
for
back for us.
In
great
the meantime,
news.
Don't forget, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on TikTok, listen to us on the Fox Sports Radio pod or whatever. As always, great job, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.